moving on from that, the very fact that there's a required need to move patients is down to the fact that the HSE has never shown any commitment to Lyford Hospital. It has always been their intentions to phase out long-stay care in Lyford. And then with the other factors of the serious reduction in nursing availability and bed availability in the district hospitals over the last number of years, the HSE seems to be determined to be on a course concerning Lyford, to be on a course concerning Lyford Hospital. And when it comes to Lyford Hospital, they say the current position must stay as regards the short stay care of patients. But there's no commitment there either. They give the standard reply always to 2021 census, and no commitment, no financial commitment, and absolutely no guarantees towards Lyford. And this certainly has to be a very concerning and a very alarming move.
Does it then effectively cast a serious, dark shadow over the hospital in the sense, what future does it have, really? Not to, I suppose, evoke any scaremongering and so on, but, this phasing out of long-term care and, as you say, no commitment till 2021, things don't really look good here, do they?
No, they don't look good, and this has been said and has been said publicly for a very long time, and sometimes can be translated as always being negative news. But the fact is, it's factual news. Whether it's negative or not, the news is that there is no commitment from either the government or the HSE towards Lyford Hospital. It hasn't been there for a long time. Lyford Hospital has been brought to the stage where the care of long-stay patients has been eliminated. It didn't just happen accidentally. I believe that was a conscious decision of the HSE for it to arrive and bring the hospital to this position through lack of staff and lack of facilities and nursing care, and it just didn't happen by accident. And likewise, now we're back to the phase now where we're talking about short-term care, and I have no confidence that the HSE has any commitment whatsoever. They're playing with figures, and they're playing with promises of census figures when everybody knows, look at the current position in Letterkenny Hospital. It's currently in crisis with overcrowding, and we can't use the facilities that we have in our community hospitals, which makes complete sense, and it's not that sense doesn't seem, what seems sensible to everybody else doesn't seem to be sensible at all to the HSE.